Independent, trustworthy and dazzling. Time now for Tommy's Tribune.
You know the scary thing, Tommy?
What's that, Matty?
That I've now got used to independent, trustworthy and dazzling. It doesn't freak me out as much as it used to.
I'll say the dazzling part comes from our listeners. I'll say that. The headlines that they create, they always dazzle me.
Yeah, well, that was the word that used to jump out at me. When you first created that marketing genius with which you did for our publication, I thought, really?
And this is the part of the marketing campaign. Now, when you think of dazzling, you think of Tommy's Tribune, and when you think of Tommy's Tribune, you think of dazzling.
Well, I think you've got to get one of the jobs that we'll do in the next week is we need to find a sticker provider.
Yes.
Because I think there are so many people out there who would love a car sticker that says, I got Tommy's tick of approval.
We're reaching for the stars there. I don't know how many people would, but sure. Let's roll with that. I like to
you
think
watch.
Like that.
You wait and see. You will be a bumper bar superstar within 10 years, probably. I mean, these things take time, but hey, we'll give it time. We've got plenty. All right, how would you like to do this? I've got plenty lining up here from our listeners. Would you like me to run through and you can just give the up or down, the Russell Crowe thumbs up or thumbs down, the tick of approval or the bop-bop?
Yep,
I
like it.
Dan, first up, via the Twitter feed, Magnificent Munster, Mauls and Maligns, Mountain Men.
Yep, love it. We love our alliteration here.
Didn't even have to go through that twice, Dan. You're in. Well done. You got the tick of approval. Bumper car sticker coming your way. Pommy Rabbitoh, BB Kings, Bellamy and Bennett make another final for a few dollars more. It's a Clint Eastwood reference.
See, I'm up on my Clint Eastwood, but I don't know that reference. So can you enlighten me, Matt? Do you know?
Not really.
Matt Pommy Pardy, Rabbitoh, do you know?
Sorry, mate.
I think he's referring to movies that Clint was in.
Yes.
So a few dollars more.
Yes.
There you go. Okay.
Yes.
Make my day, yes, Pommy Rabbitoh. Thank you. I like it.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
You like it?
Even
okay.
though I went over
Didn't
my head, I like it.
Understand it, but likes it. Moving on. Mark M says, headline, no Latrell, no ringing the bell.
Yes, like it.
Well, he's in a good mood today,
I'm in a good
folks.
Mood today,
He's in a
yep.
good mood. Here we go. Let's see if we can derail it. The Pearl says, for Tommy's Tribute, Benny spewing, Hughes gives Wayne a Munster bellyache.
Hughes gives Wayne a Munster bellyache. Yeah, but I mean, is that more for next week? Because Storm and Bunnies aren't playing this week, so that doesn't make sense. Sorry, Port Macquarie Pearl. You've got to focus on the games at hand.
Pommy Rabbitoh, Melbourne make the earthquake as the ground swallows up poor Panthers.
Yep, see, it's timely, it's relevant, and I agree that it will happen. So big tick, Pommy Rabbitoh.
Panthers pounce as Rabbitoh's woes continue. Stew.
Well, again, they're not playing each other, but I guess, yeah, I mean, you're combining the two games, but Panthers pounce as Rabbitoh's woes continue. Yep, sure. Go
so
for it.
Stu's saying the Panthers get over the Storm, but the Rabbitohs don't get over Manly.
Yep, I like it.
Another one via our Twitter feed, at Matty White SEN. Clearly, Cleary choked. Ivan's investigation into inept second season slide from finals.
Yeah, let's just leave it's it at clear. Let's just leave it at clear. Clearly, Cleary choked. That's it. Bang. I like it, Dan. Keep it like that.
Oh, you're learning fast. Word economy. Dan gets himself another tick. Junior Smithy, my headline for this week is Turbocharged Seagulls steal Rabbit's grand final berth in last minute. And then Money Man Munster puts it on a dime as Storm crush Panthers.
Yep, let's just do Turbocharged at one headline and then Money Man Munster as the other headline, and I like them both. There we go. See, I'm learning now how to edit and cut these headlines.
You're making this editor-in-chief very proud. Justin says, my headline is Tommy torched Bennett Bunnies. Paps purrs past the Panthers.
Yeah, see, that's great. That's spectacular. Alliteration, again, way to my heart. Now that the Roosters are eliminated, alliteration is the only way to my heart for these headlines.
And just on that, listeners, have you noticed the severe lack of bias now that the Roosters
yes.
have gone?
Yeah.
You just don't have anything to fire back on. The Chook Man says, preliminary pain. Tommy terminates Rabbitoh's run.
Preliminary pain, yes. And, you know, look, I'm going to put my Roosters hat back on and I'm going to say Friday night, It will give me a little bit of pleasure if I see the Rabbitohs get knocked off in the prelim finals for a fourth year in a row. I'll just say that. So the Chook Man, I like your text. Bias.
Yeah, the lack of bias didn't last long, did it? Tick, Chook Man, you're in. Here's another one. Terrific Taff terrorises tired Tommy Turbo.
That's the first. No, don't like it. Don't like it. Because I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think Tommy's going to be tired, and I don't think Taff's going to be terrific. So,
At some stage, he was going to get himself all tied up here. Mark, another one. Will Harry meet Sully?
See, that's
you
good.
You remember the movie when Harry met Sally?
Yes, I remember the movie Harry met Sally. But Moses Sully isn't playing this week now that Brad Parker's been cleared. So, I don't know. Yeah, no, sorry. Sorry,
well,
Mark.
Well, has that been confirmed?
Yeah, Dez confirmed this morning that Brad Parker and Sean Kepi are cleared to play. So there's a bit of doubt over Brad Parker because of his wrist injury, but Dez confirmed it this morning.
Okay, so Mark was sort of ahead of that game. I think he sent this through earlier this morning. Oh, no, 11:43. So
he had plenty of time. Plenty of time. We, you know, we do our research here at Tommy's Tribune. If you're going to throw it out there, you've got to know the players who are playing.
Okay, a couple more. Let's rip through these. Bennett tells Cleary, get off my grass.
Yes, like it.
Carl from Cronulla says, Panthers can see Cleary now. The Storm are gone.
Yes, like it.
Yes. Declan from Mascot, rancid rabbit rampage.
No.
No. Greenkeeping Rooster, Benny's Bunnies bounced out again.
Love it, yes.
Yes. Tony, Bunny's belted, Bennett blubbers and blames Broncos board.
That's beautiful. Yes. Great work, Tony.
So the Bunny's belted, Bennett blubbers and blames the Broncos board. That's not bad at all. They are absolutely falling in at the moment. By the way, Port Macquarie Pearl says, so it seems everyone can get a tick from Tommy, but it takes something special to get the gong. Ah, see. So Port Macquarie Pearl liked the fact that you got the gong, which is the... Yeah, there you go. Power On says, Eagles fly into Storm.
No, don't like it. Harsh, more creativity, please.
Harsh. Melbourne Mall Panther Puffs.
Yeah, like it. A little bit delayed there. We've run out of ticks.
Okay, last one. Bye bye, Bunnies. Love DCE.
Yes, please. Great headline.
Are you happy? Out of those, you seem to get most excited about Tony's Bunny's belted, Bennett blubbers and blames Broncos board.
I wouldn't be surprised, would he, if Bennett just has a little aim at, you know, the Broncos board after they get beaten once again in the prelim final. I hope that happens, that they lose. But anyway, I like it from Tony. I like it. It's been a lot of good. Oh, wow. I just got a good text in there saying, this loser just hates South Sydney. Beat it, you rooster loser. Okay. Thanks, Danny. Sweet.
That was a nice session. Yes. Now, before I let you go, for our last show for the week, who are you predicting to go through to the grand final?
I'm going, and I'm not just saying this because of my Roosters bias. I do believe Manly will come out on top against the Rabbitohs. I know everyone talks about the week off and how integral it is. The last team that made the grand final not having a week off was the Cowboys back in 2017. I just think... all the momentum that they got from last week over that big win against the Roosters, they were excellent. I think Tommy, he went off with about 20 minutes to go. I think Cherry Evans is in sublime form. He's playing so well right now. So I think they win, and I think they win in a really, really close game. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a Cherry Evans field goal that gets them home.
So you've got Manly playing Melbourne.
Yeah, I got Manly. I can't see. I think Penrith, they just look really battered and really bruised. I can't see them getting past the Storm. So my first headline was for the Manly game. It was cometh the hour, cometh the superstar. I've doubted Turbo in the past couple of weeks, but I think he's going to have a starring.
You're back.
I'm back. I'm back on the Turbo train.
You're back on the Tommy train.
He's going to have a starring performance for the Seagulls. And for my next headline, I'm just going to say, you know, Bellamy gets the last laugh. There you go. Every other coach, you know, Cleary's, you know, has had some words. Des Hasler had some words in last week's press conference. Wayne Bennett has spoken vocally a lot the past few weeks. Craig Bellamy said nothing. He's going to have the last laugh, get into another grand final once again.
Phew. And that's the final word from the editor of Tommy's Tribune, 2 a.m. Tommy. And we need to keep some segment ideas. So you've been holding on to all those segment ideas at the moment. The chicken palmy. I'll go into your language there. So the chicken palmy, the run for that is probably the top of the pop. So the pub grub review looks as though at the moment it's going to be the leading segment. I did like the one of going back through some old players and doing some one-on-ones. I don't know if you want to talk to too many players that have lost grand finals. It's never a comfortable conversation to have, and we'll be covering all sorts of sport across the summer as rugby league finally wraps up next weekend, although it will be the gift that keeps on giving. Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend. We'll reconvene next week. We'll see how close we were to the mark. So you'll put those in the editorial file. Don't forget, afternoons with Jimmy Smith from 1 o'clock today. Jared Waitley heading your way at midday. And then Joel Kane and Mark Spud Carroll coming your way for afternoons with those two at 3 o'clock. So plenty to get through. And Gavin from Penrith has just fired in the last of the texts. Cometh the hour, cometh Manly. I like your thought, Gavin. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. We'll do it all again next Monday.